Log Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, yes. Shabbat Shalom. Sendet Salam here for this RSS, Rastafari Sabbatical Study. Lek Lekha. Go for self, Lek. Go, Lekha, for thyself. Call of Abraham. Here, here, here for this third sabbatical study here in this semester, in this year right here. Here for the pastor. Sembes Salam, Shabbat Shalom. Look who slipped there on the board. But here for the After the Shabbat, the After the Shabbat podcast right here, here, here. Also, FYI, we got the daylight, so-called daylight savings time, you know. Mind of Daniel prophecy, they shall seek to change times and laws. Seek to change times and laws. Ain't that something right there? Well, change or spring forward, fall back and all that. But FYI, hopefully after this, after the Shabbat, usually goes to 1 a.m. Iowa, but here on the East Coast is when that whole daylight savings time really affects, like around like 2 o'clock, between 1 and 2 o'clock. Sometimes there's a little brief delay between the After the Shabbat RSS, Rastafari Sabbatical podcast, the first podcast, and for the first day service, a.k.a. the Sunday service. I think we might have figured it out this time, you know, trying to figure out, you know, the change of times and laws and, you know, to keep the flow of the good news going forward, onward and upward. So FYI right there, if it's a brief delay, please, you know, stand by or check in the forward. Hopefully we'll have the fuller fold coming true at that time. So it's around 1 a.m., right? I think like at 2 a.m. Actually, the time goes back to like 1 a.m. So something like that. So we might even lose, you know, maybe an hour of the first day service, the Sunday service. FYI, FYI, right here, here, here for the third Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong for Talayte. Wita Bamarinya for Sende Talayte, Talayte, separate yourself, male, Talayte, Wita, and come out. Corresponding to the Hebrew for the Shabbat, Lek, Lekha, Lech, Lekha, Lek, go. Speaking to a male, Lekha, for the Ka, for the I self. Shabbat Shalom, Sende Salam.
Sende Salam. Shabbat Shalom, a song for days of rest inside your home. Send it Selam, Shabbat Shalom, hey. Send it Selam, Shabbat Shalom, a song for days of rest inside your home. Send it Selam, Shabbat Shalom.
Hope one tell the rest, hold that rest, work and rest. Work and rest. The Shabbat command is work and rest. People always focus on the rest part, you know, like want to get to heaven, you know what I mean? But what about the work? You know, the work and rest. So here, here, hope I held a good Shabbat rest.
You are you ready?
I
want to
hear it, say yes, I want to hear it, say yes.
Shabbat Shalom, Sendet
Salam.
And here, here from the liturgy, the Kedasi of His Majesty, here's what it says on the Saturdays from the liturgy, the holy service right here. Sima, Sima, Shema.
Kulatanya Edame Yemibad said on Saturdays, the Sabbath. Meskel Abra the Kokoboch Samayinas get a Kohulum Ayinasaya Meskel Abra the Kokoboch Samayinas get a. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Of all, the sun is seen. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars.
My God, it's full of stars. My God, it's full of stars, full of stars, full of stars.
And here, this third sabbatical study for the Lek Lekaz, we pick up with Genesis, first book of the Torah, first book of the Bible, Hebrew book known as Bereshis, in beginning, in wisdom. Genesis chapter 12, focus verses, verse 1 to chapter 17, verse 27. There's a promise made, a yea and amen made to Father Abraham, that his seed shall be as the stars of heaven. There's also a word in the scripture, in the prophets, that the adversary, some refer to as Lucifer or Ha-Satan, the adversary, the adversarial mind, will seek to raise his throne above the stars of God. Read about that, we'll bring that forward, above the stars of God, just to segue that little audible right there from 2001, you know what I mean? My God, it's full of stars. They see eye and eye and try to raise their throne above the stars of Elohim, the children of Abraham, the children of the covenant, the children of the promise. Right here for the Sabbath day, here we have Rastio right here, Sabbath day. Whoa.
Rasta, Rasta, Rasta,
Sigabu Kainatuna Hizvu Behibret Yemiazemutno. All shall sing as they begin the service. Kedase Sigabu as they enter the Kedase. Kainatuna Hizvu, the priest and the people, Behibret in Ainati. Yemiyazemutno shall sing, shall chant, Isis, 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 I.
Psalm 92. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning, and thy faithfulness every night, upon an instrument of 10 strings, and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and mine ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing, to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him.
Yibel kulomu abune zebe samayat. Hulum yibelu besamayat. All shall say the Lord's Prayer.
Greetings to everyone locked into Spiritual Vibrations with Jade and Rockin' Rocco for a non-stop reggae and dub. Run the first one, Rocco. Jah help us.
Nations rising against nations. Oh. Brothers killing brothers. Maybe the end has come. Lord, have mercy.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Let thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is done way up in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, Lord. Forgive us our trespasses, like we do on a thing that do it against us. Thine is the kingdom, the power and glory,
forever and ever. Sing your praises to Jah. Jah, help us. Jah, help us. Jah, help us. Hallelujah. Jah, help us. Jah, help us. Jah, help us. Hallelujah. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Let thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth, as it is done way up in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, Lord. Forgive us our trespasses, like we do on a friend that do it against us. For thine is the kingdom, the power and glory, forever and ever. Sing all your praises to Jah, 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 help us. Jah, help us. Jah, help us. Hallelujah. Jah, help us.
Welcome to all listeners.
Yebel kulomu, kulum yebelu. All shall say, Abune zebe samayat, Abune zebe samayat. The Our Father prayer, the Lord's Prayer.
The Lord's Prayer in English is and Amharic. After this manner, therefore pray ye. Matthew chapter 6, verse 9. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Ge'ez, Abune zebe samayat, yitqaddas simike, timtsa' mengistike, ወይኩን ፈቃደከ በቀመ በሰማይ ከማሁ በምድር ሲሳየነ ዘለለ እለተነ ሀበነ ዮም ህድግ ለኒ አበሳነ ወግጋየነ ክመን ህነኒ ንህድግ ለዚ አበሰ ለነ እታቢአነ እግዚኦ ውስተ መንሱት አላ አዲሃነነ ወባሌሃነ እምኩሉ እኩይ እስሚ ዚአከ ይእት መንግስት ኃይል ወስብሃት ለዓለም ዓለም አሜን አምሃሪክ አባታችን ሆይ በሰማይ የምትኖር ስምህ ይቀደስ መንግስትህ ትምጣ ፈቃድህ በሰማይ እንደሆነች እንዲሁም በምድር ትሁን የዕለት እንጀራችንን ስጠን ዛሬ በደላችንንም ይቅር በለን እኛም የበደሉ ይቅር እንደምንል አቤቱ ወደ ፈተና አታግባን ከክፉ ሁሉ አድነን እንጂ መንግስት ያንተ ናትና ኃይልም ክብር ምስጋና ለዘላለም አሜን
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of all trespasses. We'll forgive all those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Forever and ever. Selah. Excellent is thy name, O Jah, in all the earth.
ታግባን ከክፉ ሁሉ አድነን እንጂ መንግስት ያንተ ናትና ኃይል ክብር ምስጋና ለዘላለም አሜን እመቤቴ ማርያም ሆይ በመላእክ በቅዱስ ገብርኤል ሰላምታ ሰላም ልሻለሁ በሐሳብሽ ድንግል ነሽ በስጋሽም ድንግል ነሽ ያሸናፊ እግዚአብሔር እናት ሆይ ላንቺ ሰላምታ ይገባል ከሴቶች ሁሉ ተለይተሽ አንቺ የተባረክሽ ነሽ የማህፀንሽን ፍሬ ጌታ ኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ የተባረከ ነው አጋ የተመላሽ ሆይ ደስ ይበልሽ እግዚአብሔር ካንቺ ጋር ነውና ከተወደደው ልጅሽ ከጌታችን ከመድኃኒታችን ከኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ ዘንድ ይቅርታ ለምኝልን ኃጢአታችንን ያስተሰርይልን ዘንድ ለዘላለም አሜን እግዚኦ ማርና ክርስቶስ በስመ አብ ወልድ ومنفس قدوس بسم اب ولد ومنفس قدوس بسم اب ولد ومنفس قدوس احادو املاك امين
That we must be forgiven. teach us love, loyalty, on earth as it is in Zion. Endure us with thy wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to do thy will. Thy blessing to you, that the hungry be fed, the naked be clothed, the sick nourish, the aged protected, and the infants cared for. Deliver us from the hands of our enemies, that we may prove fruitful in these last days, when our enemies are past and decay, in the depths of the sea, in the depths of the earth, or in the bowels of a beast. Oh, give us all a place in thy kingdom forever. Selah. Let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Jah, thou art the strength and our Redeemer that liveth and reigneth in the heart of man.
My Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise. Blessed are you, Lord, our God, and God of our fathers, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob, the great, mighty, and awesome God, exalted God who bestows bountiful kindness, who creates all things, who remembers the piety of the patriarchs, and who in love brings a Redeemer to their children's children for the sake of his name. O King, you are a helper, a savior, and a shield. Blessed are you, Lord, shield of Abraham. You are mighty forever, my Lord. You resurrect the dead. You are powerful to save. You sustain the living with loving kindness, resurrect the dead with great mercy, support the falling, heal the sick, release the bound, and fulfill your trust to those who sleep in the dust. Who is like you, mighty one, and who can be compared to you, King, who brings death and restores life and causes deliverance to spring forth? You are trustworthy to revive the dead. Blessed are you, Lord, who revives the dead. We will hallow and adore you as the sweet word of the assembly of the holy seraphim who tries to keep holy unto you, as it is written by your prophet. And they call one to another and say, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of the hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Blessed be the glory of the Lord from its place. And in your holy scriptures it is written thus, the Lord shall reign forever, your God, O Zion, throughout all generations. Praise the Lord. You are holy, and your name is holy, and holy beings praise you daily for all eternity. Blessed are you, Lord, the holy God. You graciously bestow knowledge upon man and teach mortals understanding. Graciously bestow upon us from you wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. Blessed are you, Lord, who graciously bestows knowledge. Cause us to return, our Father, to your Torah. Draw us near, our King, to your service, and bring us back to you in wholehearted repentance. Blessed are you, Lord, who desires sanctity. Pardon us, our Father, for we have sinned. Forgive us, our King, for we have transgressed. For you are a good and forgiving God. Blessed are you, Lord, gracious one who pardons abundantly. O behold our affliction and wage our battle. Redeem us speedily for the sake of your name. For you, God, are the mighty Redeemer. Blessed are you, Lord, Redeemer of Israel. Heal us, O Lord, and we will be healed. Help us, and we will be saved. For you are our praise. Grant complete cure and healing to all our wounds. For you, Almighty King, are a faithful and merciful healer. Blessed are you, Lord, who heals the sick of his people, Israel. Bless for us, Lord, our God, this year, and all the varieties that is produced for good, and bestow blessing upon the face of the earth. Satisfy us from your bounty, and bless our year like other good years for blessing. For you are a generous God who bestows goodness and blesses the years. Blessed are you, Lord, who blesses the years. Sound the great shofar for our freedom. Raise a banner to gather our exiles, and bring us together from the four corners of the earth into our land. Blessed are you, Lord, who gathers the dispersed of this people, Israel. Restore our judges as in former times, and our counselors as of yore. Remove from us sorrow and sighing, and reign over us. You alone, O Lord, with kindness and compassion, with righteousness and justice. Blessed are you, Lord, King, who lives righteousness and justice. Let there be no hope for reformers, and may all the heretics and all the wicked instantly perish. May all the enemies of your people be speedily extirpated, and may you swiftly uproot, break, crush, and subdue the reign of wickedness speedily in our days. Blessed are you, Lord, who crushes enemies and subdues the wicked. May your mercies be aroused, Lord our God, upon the righteous, upon the pious, upon the elders of your people, the house of Israel, upon the remnant of their sages, upon the righteous proselytes, and upon us. Grant ample reward to all who truly trust in your name and place our lot among them. May we never be disgraced, for we have put our trust in you. Blessed are you, Lord, the support and security of the righteous. Return in mercy to Jerusalem, your city, and dwell therein as you have promised. Speedily establish therein the throne of David, your servant, and rebuild it soon in our days as an everlasting edifice. Blessed are you, Lord, who rebuilds Jerusalem. Speedily cause the sign of David, your servant, to flourish and increase his power by your salvation, for we hope for your salvation all day. Blessed are you, Lord, who causes the power of salvation to flourish. Hear our voice, Lord, our God, merciful Father. Have compassion upon us and accept our prayers in mercy and favor. For you are God who hears prayers and supplications. Do not turn us away empty-handed from you, our King, for you hear the prayer of everyone. Blessed are you, Lord, who hears prayer. Look with favor, Lord, our God, on your people Israel, and pay heed to their prayer. Restore the service to your sanctuary, and accept with love and favor Israel's fire offering and prayer, and may the service of your people Israel always find favor. May our eyes behold your return to Zion in mercy. Blessed are you, Lord, who restores his divine presence to Zion. We thankfully acknowledge that you are the Lord, our God, and God of our fathers forever. You are the strength of our life, the shield of our salvation in every generation. We will give thanks to you and recount your praise evening, morning, and noon. For our lives which are committed into your hand, for our souls which are entrusted to you, for your miracles which are with us daily, and for your continual wonders and beneficences. You are the beneficent one, for your mercies never cease, the merciful one, for your kindness never ends, for we always place our hope in you. And for all these, may your name, our King, be continually blessed, exalted and extolled forever and all time. And all living things shall forever thank you and praise your great name eternally, for you are good. God, you are everlasting salvation and help, all benevolent. God, blessed are you, Lord, beneficent is your name, and to you it is fitting to offer thanks. Bestow peace, goodness, and blessing, life, graciousness, kindness, and mercy upon us, and upon all your people Israel. Bless us, our Father, and all of us as one, with the light of your countenance. For by the light of your countenance you gave us, Lord, our God, Torah of light and loving kindness, righteousness, blessing, mercy, life, and peace. May it be favorable in your eyes, bless your people Israel at all times and at every moment with your peace. Blessed are you, Lord, who blesses his people Israel with peace. May the word of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before you, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. My God, guard my tongue from evil and my lips from speaking deceitfully. Let my soul be silent to those who curse me. Let my soul be as dust to all. Open my heart to your Torah and let my soul eagerly pursue your commandments. As for all those who plot evil against me, hasten to another council and frustrate their design. Let them be as chaff before the wind, let the angel of the Lord thrust them away. That your beloved ones may be delivered, help with your right hand and answer me. Do it for the sake of your name, do it for the sake of your right hand, do it for the sake of your Torah, do it for the sake of your holiness. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before you, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. He who makes peace in this heaven, may he make peace for us and for all Israel, and say amen. May it be your will, Lord our God, and God of our Father, that the Beth Hamkidosh be speedily rebuilt in our days, and grant us portion in your Torah.
In your
amen.
Torah. In your
amen.
Torah. In your
amen.
Torah.
Yes, yes, yes. The Amidah. The Amidah right there. The standing prayer, Judaically speaking, Ayabingi. Yes, yes, yes. Augustus Pablo Dove right there. There. The standing prayer known as the Amidah. And as it said in the Amidah, let us sound the shofar, the ram's horn for I and I freeness. Before we rise this morning. Something right here. This is from a midrash, a study on Psalm 112. Had an interesting reasoning that actually links right here with this third sabbatical study here, new semester, new year right here. We're at the third. In total, we have like 54, right? But here for new Shana, new year, here the first book of Moshe, known as Genesis, Hebraically called Bereishis. We're at the third Lech Lecha. Lech Lecha, more of the ancient pointing Lech Lecha, modern Hebrew Lech Lecha, or Lech, go, Lecha, for the I self, the call of Abraham. So hear this reasonment right here, a little brief reasonment connected with Psalm 112 and this Torah reading and feeding here. Go for yourself, go for self. Go for yourself. Yes, I.
Sabbatical study. This I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong. Shabbat.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children?
Hear. Hebrew first words. First words here for this Rastafari sabbatical study here for this Shabbat strong. We have Lech. Lech Lecha. And here, going a little bit, as one would say, deeper, but just growing in grace and the knowledge of Adonai Nu Yeshua HaMoshiach, Ainai Rabbi Rabboni Yeshua HaMoshiach, the Rabbis, Ainai Black Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And here on the groundation, the Midrash, here in the Midrash Tehillim, study of the Psalms and the key of the Psalms for the Talmudim. Talmudim, the disciples, here for I and I, the Dekam Ezamorit of the King of Kings Christ, here at the next level of I and I study, basic first words, Lech Lecha, building on the basic first words in connection with the Sefer Tehillim, here, give ear and listen, Chabarim, here, building on it, from the Midrash Tehillim, the Hebrew first words right here, right here. Right here we're at the third sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong, here in the Sefer Bereishis. Here we have Lech Lecha, Lech Lecha. Here we're at the Yod Beit. Here we're at the 12th chapter for Lech Lecha. Get thee out, get out, get thee out. Here we're in the Gimel, the Gamel Parsha, sabbatical study, the manna, the angel's bread, right here, here, here. And here, building on the first words. So first words right here, we pick up with Genesis chapter 12. In the first verse of Genesis chapter 12, the Yod Beit chapter, in Bereishis, Shema Yisrael, Yahweh, Eloheinu, Yahweh, Achad, here, 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 Vayomer Yahweh, Illa Avram Lech Lecha Me Arzeka Ua Mia Moladiteka Ua Mi Beta Vika Ilha Aretza Asher Areka. Now Jehovah said to Avram, Wayomer Yahweh, Illa Avram, get thee out, Lech Lecha, Lech Lecha. And there for Shabbat Lech Lecha, the third sabbatical study, Shabbat Strong. Lech Lecha, Hebraically, get thee out, or literally, go for thyself. Lech, go, Lecha, for thyself, male, speaking to a indivisible, individual male. Lech Lecha, Lech Lecha, this is the key word. Go for thyself, for thine own benefit. Go for self, Lech Lecha. Now, Jehovah said to Avram, Vayomer Yahweh el Avram, Lech Lecha. Get thee out, Lech Lecha, me arzeka, ua mia moladiteka, ua mia beta vika. Get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred, ua mia moladiteka, and from thy father's house, ua mi beta vika, ua mi beta vika, to the land that I will shew, that I will show thee, I, il haaretz, asher areka, Asher Areka, that I will show to the eye. So here, 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 in building, as we're building on the Hebrew first words and growing in grace and the knowledge of Adonai Yeshua HaMoshiach, here, 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 we turn to the Midrash Tehillim. And here in Psalm 112, in Mizmor Kof Yud Veit Kof Yod Beit, Psalm CXII, here, 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 here in the second parek, the second portion here from the Midrash Tehillim, the ancient studies on the psalm. As the psalms, the study of the psalms is the key of discipleship, and the study of the psalms, they help us to circumnavigate the scriptures. They're the key of the scriptures, right? So here we have in the second parek here from the Midrash Tehillim, from the Midrash on psalms, we have Psalm 112. This is a very, very, very important, especially in the connection and the growth right here. But we're going to zoom in right here. This is really, really a precious study right here, Psalm 112. Now, normally, usually, we go through the individual psalms and do a midrash and get into the HD, into the Hebrew definition, bringing out the Hebrew of each of the points of reference right here. But since this is to help to complement and to build and to grow I and I, right, from the basic, the first degrees of I and I sabbatical studies, here, now Abraham. Now, Abraham kept Torah. He kept Jah instruction, direction from Aleph to Tau. Aleph to Tau. From Aleph, the first of the Hebrew letter, to Tau, to the 22nd. Now, the Aleph and the Tau in the Koine Greek, right, is what one's referred to as the Alpha and Omega. Aleph to Tau. Some Yehudi Jews will say Aleph to Tav. But we Afro-Semitically, Aleph to Tau, or Taue, Aleph to Taue. Ha'alev ha'taweh, right? He kept Torah, ha-Torah, Jah's direction, instruction from Alev to Tau. As is said, even in Genesis 26, verse 5, because that Abraham hearkened to my voice. Therefore, this psalm here, Mizmor Kof Yod Beit, Psalm 112, going from Alev to Tau, from ha-Alev, from the Alev to ha'taweh, to the Tau, from the first to 22nd, letter Hebraically, was composed about him. Likewise, from Aleph to Tau, from Aleph to Tau, the Hebrew, Alpha and Omega, Alpha to Omega, the first to last letter. That's the Greek alphabet, but here, Hebraically, Aleph to Tau goes the Mizmor that we find in the Mishlei Shlomo, that we find in the Mashal, the Proverbs, the parables, the Proverbs of Solomon. So in Proverbs chapter 31, it reads, a woman of valor, eshet chayil, eshet chayil, eshet oset, oset chayil, eshet chayil, a woman of valor, a woman of strength, of power, chayil. So we have chayil, as we have in Haile Selassie, the power of the triunity of he who be, who he be. Here we have Psalm 31. A woman of valor, a woman of power, a strong woman. KJV, King James Version, translates it as virtuous woman, a virtuous woman. Who can find? Hebraically, we bring it out as a woman of valor or a woman of chayil. Eshet chayil, or set chayil. This was composed about Sarah ishto, ishto. Esheto or Seto, about Sarah, his wife, and I and I, Hebraically speaking, matriarch, as it is said, a woman that feareth, that reverences, that respecteth Jehovah, a woman that respects, reverence, he who be who he be, she shall be praised. She shall be praised. The two of them, Abraham and Sarah. Now it's interesting to note also the words of the King Messiah, Grimawi, Negus Neges, the Imperial Magic, Grimawi, Haile Selassie, upon the passing of Etegemenin, concerning the relationship of Abraham and Sarah and their relationship. The two of them observed HaTorah, Jah's direction, instruction from Aleph to Taweh. Aleph to Tau, from the Alpha and Omega, Hebraically speaking, the 22. So this brings us right here in connection with the third Rastafari sabbatical study, this Torah portion right here, Lek Leka, get thee out or go for the I self. Lek, go, Leka, for the I self, male speaking to Avram, speaking to Abraham, Wayomer, Yahweh, El Avram, Lek Leka, here, Psalm 112, first verse, hallelujah, hallelujah, praise Jah, hallelujah, praise he who be, hallelujah, Yah, he who be, hallelujah, Yahweh, Yahweh, he who be, who he be, hallelujah, ashrei ish, yarei etiyo, be mitzvotav, chafetz meod. Happy is the man that feareth, that reverenceth Jehovah, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. B'mitzvotayo chafetz meod. Usually this is translated KJV in the English as blessed. Touched on this before, there's Baruch, blessed, but here we have the Ashrei, in a sense of Roveinu, Roveinu Yeshua HaMoshiach. I and I, Rabbi, the Rabbi of Rabbis, I and I, Black Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, when he speaks in the Beatitudes, according to the Gospels, Hebraically speaking, he's speaking of this sense of Ashrei, Ashrei-ish, as we have in the first Mizmor, the first Psalm of David, of David, Ashrei Ha-ish, happy is the man. The translators are translated as blessed, but there it is truly happy, Ashrei-ish, happy is the Ish. Hebraically, Ish, the higher man is the Ish. The basic man is the Adam man. The higher man is the Ish. Ashrei Ish, happy the man that delighteth greatly in mitzvotayo, b'mitzvotav, b'mitzvotayo. This is the first verse here of Mizmor Kof Yod Beit. For Abraham kept the commandments not under compulsion. For Abraham kept the mitzvot, the commandments, the imperatives of Adonai Jehovah, not under compulsion, but with delight. Chafetz meod, with delight. As is said, that delighteth greatly, chafetz meod, be mitzvotayo, in his commandments, be mitzvotayo, his commandments, mitzvotayo. Note that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set-Apart One, as I and I Rastafari say, the Isla One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, said to him, Lek, Leka, get thee out. Lek, Leka, May Arzika, get thee out from thy country. May Arzika, from the Iaret, May Arzika, from thy country. Even in Bereshith, Genesis 12 and 1, he, Abraham, did not go under compulsion because he was forced to, right? But instead, willingly, because Scripture says in Bereshith, in Genesis chapter 12, at verse 4, he went as Jehovah had spoken to him. He went as he who be who he be had spoken to him. Vayelech Avram ka'asher diber layo Yahweh. So Abraham went as Jehovah had spoken to him. Vayelech Avram ka'asher diber layo Yahweh, as Jehovah had spoken to him. And in the next verse, in Bereshit, Genesis chapter 12, verse 5, it says, and took took Sarah, his wife. And Abram took Sarah, his wife. Vayikach Avram eta Sarai ishto. And Abraham took Sarai ishto, his wife. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set-Apart One, the Isla One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, said to him, even in Bereshit, Genesis chapter 17, verse 13, he that is born in Beitika, in the I-Beit, must needs be circumcised. He, Abraham, circumcised himself forthwith, as is written in Genesis chapter 17, verse 26, in the selfsame day was Abraham circumcised. When Ha'el, the true God, Ha'el Elohim, said to him, even in Bereshit, in Genesis 22, verse 2, take now the Nekah, thy son, and offer him for a Ola, for a burnt offering, an holocaust offering, an ascension offering, a going up offering, an Ola, straightway, according to Bereshit, Genesis 22, the next verse, verse 3, Abraham rose early in the morning and saddled his ass and took Yitzhak Beno, took Isaac Beno, his son, Lidru. For Abraham delighted to do Ha'el, commandments, Ha'el Elohim's imperatives, commandments, speedily. After Yitzhak, Isaac was born and was 8 days old, Abraham presented Yitzhak, Isaac, for circumcision. As is said even in Bereshit, in Genesis chapter 21, verse 4, and Abraham circumcised Beno, his son Yitzhak, Isaac, when he was 8 days old. And in presenting him thus, like this, as an offering upon HaMizbeach, the altar, he prepared a joyous feast. From this, the sages, HaRabim, Rebbenat, the Memheran, the sages, they infer that it is the duty of a man to prepare a joyous feast on the day that he is privileged to circumcise Beno, his son, even as Avinu, Avraham, our father, Abraham, Abatachin, Abraham, had done. For it is said even in Bereshit, in Genesis chapter 21, verse 8, and Abraham made a great feast on the eighth day in honor of Yitzhak's circumcision, in honor of Isaac's circumcision. Hence, here it is said, blessed is the man. Here it is said, Ashrei Ish. Happy is the Ish that delighteth greatly in his commandments. B'mitzvotayo chafetz me'od. Greatly delighting, enlightening in he who be who he be's imperatives. And what was Abraham's reward? Well, hear, even in Mizmor Kof Yod Beit, Kof Yud Beit, in Psalm 112, hear, in the Beit, in the second verse, it is written, his seed shall be mighty upon the earth. His seed shall be mighty upon the earthly plain. Gibor ba'aretz yihyeh zar'o. His seed, zar'o, shall be mighty. Gibor, gibor, gibor ba'aretz yihyeh zar'o shall be yihyeh. Gibor in the earth, yihyeh, he to be yihyeh, yihyeh zar'o, zar'o. His seed, zar'o, his seed, his race, zar'o, referring to Yitzhak, Isaac, as it is said, and for it is said, and because it is written in Bereshit, Genesis 21 and 12, in Yitzhak, in Isaac, shall seed, shall race, shall seed be called to thee I. And wherein was Yitzhak's, was Isaac's might? Wherein, in what was Yitzhak, was Isaac's might? According to Bereshit, according to Genesis, Genesis chapter 25, verse 21, it is written, Yitzhak, Isaac entreated Jehovah for Ishto. Ring the alarm. Isaac, Yitzhak entreated Jehovah for Ishto, or Seto, for his Isha, for his wife, because she was barren, and is he not mighty whose entreaty results in a barren woman's bearing a child? Now, a different comment on his seed. His seed shall be mighty upon the earth. Gibor ba'aretz yihyeh zar'o. His seed, zar'o, refers to Yaakov, to Jacob, to whom it was said even in Yeshayahu, in Isaiah, Isaiah 41 and 8, but thou, the I, Yisrael, my servant, but the I, Israel, my servant. And wherein was Yaakov, was Jacob's might? According to Hosea 12 and 5, he strove with an angel and prevailed. He strove with the angel and prevailed. That is, he lifted up HaMelaak, the angel, and threw him to the ground. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Hear, hear, hear. The fourth verse of Psalm 112. Zarach ba choshek or laisharim. Now, it's interesting to note right here, the generation of the upright shall be blessed. As we're looking at this psalm right here, let's just check this right here, because sometimes there's little typos. That was to the upright, he shineth as a light in darkness. Sleeker, 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 they have a typo right here. Actually, it is verse 2, the second part of verse 2. Verse 2 of Psalm 112, Gibor ba'aretz yihyeh zar'o. Dora Yisharim Yevorak. Dora Yisharim Yiborak. The generation of the upright Yiborak shall be blessed. Dor Yisharim of the Yashar, Yashar, the upright. Dor Yisharim Yevorak. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. And who are the generation of the upright? Who are the Dor Yisharim? These are the 12 tribes. These are the 12 tribes of Yisrael. These are the 12 tribes of Israel, even as it is written in Bereshit, in Genesis. Genesis chapter 49, verse 28. Avihem vaya varekotam isha shera kvirkatoa berakotam. All these are the 12 tribes of Israel. Kol ele shibteya Yisrael shenem asar. And this is it that their father spoke to them and blessed them. Wizot Asher diber lahem abihem waya bareka otam. Everyone, every man, everyone, ish, according to his blessing. Ish asher ke birkato,
birkato,
birkato. He blessed them. Berak otam,
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 otam.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong,
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 Shabbat
strong. Chapter 16. Now Sarai, Abram's wife, bare him no children, and she had an handmaid, an Egyptian, whose name was... Chapter 17. And when Abram was 90 years old and 9, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me, and be thou perfect. And I will make my covenant between me and thee, and will multiply thee exceedingly. And Abram fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, As for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations. Neither shall thy name any more be called Abram, but thy name shall be Abraham, for a father of many nations have I made thee. And I will make thee exceeding fruitful, and I will make nations of thee, and kings shall come out of thee. And I will establish my covenant between me and thee and thy seed after thee in their generations for an everlasting covenant, to be a God unto thee and to thy seed after thee. And I will give unto thee and to thy seed after thee the land wherein thou art a stranger, all the land of Canaan, for an everlasting possession. And I will be their God. And God said unto Abraham, Thou shalt keep my covenant therefore, thou and thy seed after thee, in their generations. This is my covenant which ye shall keep, between me and you and thy seed after thee. Every man-child among you shall be circumcised. And ye shall circumcise the flesh of your foreskin, and it shall be a token of the covenant betwixt me and you. And he that is 8 days old shall be circumcised among you, every man-child in your generations, he that is born in the house, or bought with money of any stranger, which is not of thy seed. He that is born in thy house, and he that is bought with thy money, must needs be circumcised. And my covenant shall be in your flesh for an everlasting covenant. And the uncircumcised man-child whose flesh of his foreskin is not circumcised, that soul shall be cut off from his people. He hath broken my covenant. And God said unto Abraham, As for Sarai thy wife, thou shalt not call her name Sarai, but Sarah shall her name be. And I will bless her, and give thee a son also of her. Yea, I will bless her, and she shall be a mother of nations. Kings of people shall be of her. Then Abraham fell upon his face, and laughed, and said in his heart, Shall a child be born unto him that is 100 years old? And shall Sarah that is 90 years old bear? And Abraham said unto God, Oh, that Ishmael might live before thee. And God said, Sarah thy wife shall bear thee a son indeed, and thou shalt call his name Isaac. And I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant, and with his seed after him. And as for Ishmael, I have heard thee. Behold, I have blessed him, and will make him fruitful, and will multiply him exceedingly. 12 princes shall he beget, and I will make him a great nation. But my covenant will I establish with Isaac, which Sarah shall bear unto thee at this set time in the next year. And he left off talking with him, and God went up from Abraham. And Abraham took Ishmael his son, and all that were born in his house, and all that were bought with his money, every male among the men of Abraham's house, and circumcised the flesh of their foreskin in the selfsame day, as God had said unto him. And Abram was 90 years old and 9 when he was circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin. And Ishmael his son was 13 years old when he was circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin. In the selfsame day was Abraham circumcised, and Ishmael his son. And all the men of his house, born in the house and bought with money of the stranger, were circumcised with him.
So here we have the revelation of Elohim, the almighty power, as El Shaddai, as almighty God, here in this third sabbatical study. Lech Lecha, here, Genesis chapter 17, the revelation of Elohim as El Shaddai.
Hearken unto the words of Jacob. These are the words of our father, O Israel. Let me leave, let Reuben leave and never die. I will give praises to the Most High. Let me leave, let Reuben leave and never die. I will give praises to the Most High. Praises be to the Almighty One. Shall you see where we are going? For our sake I make those pleas. For the seeds of my sowing destroy peace and you.
Yes, Jamali, Jamali there with El Shaddai. So more on that revelation of El Shaddai here in the third sabbatical study in Lech Lecha. But here we have a psalm, today's daily psalm according to the royal order, Psalm 109. So let's ride up with Psalm 109 right here.
Here we have today's daily psalm. We have
Psalm 109. Hold not thy peace, O God of my praise, for the mouth of the wicked and the mouth of the deceitful are opened against me. They have spoken against me with a lying tongue. They compassed me about also with words of hatred and fought against me without a cause. For my love they are my adversaries, but I give myself unto prayer. And they have rewarded me evil for good and hatred for my love. Set thou a wicked man over him, and let Satan stand at his right hand. When he shall be judged, let him be condemned, and let his prayer become sin. Let his days be few, and let another take his office. Let his children be fatherless, and his wife a widow. Let his children be continually vagabonds and beg. Let them seek their bread also out of their desolate places. Let the extortioner catch all that he hath, and let the strangers spoil his labor. Let there be none to extend mercy unto him, neither let there be any to favor his fatherless children. Let his posterity be cut off, and in the generation following let their name be blotted out. Let the iniquity of his fathers be remembered with the Lord, and let not the sin of his mother be blotted out. Let them be before the Lord continually, that he may cut off the memory of them from the earth, because that he remembered not to show mercy, but persecuted the poor and needy man, that he might even slay the broken in heart. As he loved cursing, so let it come unto him. As he delighted not in blessing, so let it be far from him. As he clothed himself with cursing, like as with his garment, so let it come into his bowels like water, and like oil into his bones. Let it be unto him as the garment which covereth him, and for a girdle wherewith he is girded continually. Let this be the reward of mine adversaries from the Lord, and of them that speak evil against my soul. But do thou for me, O God the Lord, for thy name's sake, because thy mercy is good, deliver thou me, for I am poor and needy, and my heart is wounded within me. I am gone like the shadow when it declineth. I am tossed up and down as the locust. My knees are weak through fasting, and my flesh faileth of fatness. I became also a reproach unto them. When they looked upon me, they shaked their heads. Help me, O Lord my God. O save me according to thy mercy, that they may know that this is thy hand, that thou, Lord, hast done it. Let them curse, but bless thou. When they arise, let them be ashamed, but let thy servant rejoice. Let mine adversaries be clothed with shame, and let them cover themselves with their own confusion as with a mantle. I will greatly praise the Lord with my mouth, yea, I will praise him among the multitude. For he shall stand at the right hand of the poor to save him from those that condemn his soul. 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 His soul.
So here we have Mizmor Koftet. Mizmor Koftet, Hebrew, alphanumerically, Kof, Hebrew letter for 100, and Tet, or Tet, for 9. So Psalm 109, Psalm C-I-X. And here in the Sefer Tehillim, in the Hebrew Psalter, it seemed a cry for help. Now, this psalm here, Psalm 109, because these verses we have with these curses and cursing, many people get confused about, well, who is cursing? And, you know, they think that, well, here, this gives us like a right to like curse one. So even some use these psalms in some other ways other than it was originally intended, as we have here in the Mizmor Koftet, to cry, a call, a shout out for help. The psalm here, the Mizmor, as we have Laminatiyah, Le David Mizmor, for the leader, the chief musician. La Menatzeach, for the overcomer. Le David of David, Mizmor, a chant. Isis, a psalm, chant, intonation, Mizmor. A cry, a call for help. So the Mizmor here, it tells of suffering under relentless persecution and false prosecution, and it is to be compared with earlier psalms of the same type, especially Psalm XXV or Psalm 25 and Psalm LXIX, Psalm 69. Psalm 25 and Psalm 69 compare and contrast. Now, if the authorship of David is accepted, as we have in the superscription in the title, Lamanatayah Le David Mizmor, the oppressor, or correction, downpressor is Shaul, is Saul or Doeg, or Dog, Doeg. Saul, or one of his chief shepherds or henchmen, the Edomite named Doeg or Dog. Otherwise, there is no clue to his identity or to the circumstances. So we take it as the authorship here is the Psalm of David, Lamanat Yah Le David Mizmor, Le David Mizmor, the Psalm of David. But if we don't take it that way, it's hard to say, well, whose psalm is it? What is it about? But we put it in the context, as we have the superscription, right, of David, a Psalm of David. Then the oppressor or downpressor is Saul, the first king of Israel, or Doeg, one of his chief henchmen. Now, some had the view, like Rashi, that the speaker here in today's daily psalm, Mizmor Koft 8, Psalm 109, the speaker is the nation of Yisrael, is Goy Yisrael, the nation of Israel, is adopted by some of the Mardins and other commentators. But the personal character, there's a personal character of the psalm, of the chant, Psalm 109, this is strongly pronounced as we go through it verse by verse and build on it. An oft-discussed feature in today's Psalm 109 is the section verses 6 to 19, the verses 6 to 19, and here it contains or consists of a string of the most vehement curses, the most bitter curses. You talk about curses, people say, you know, some strong language we use or that is used in English is curses, but truly these are curses here in the true context of what is a curse. You know, there's strong language, you know, maybe we can even say impolite language, but the real curses or the consequences that we have in today's daily psalm, and therefore there is a, as you say, an often discussed feature. So here, let's bring up the KJV, the King James, so we can go side by side, because sometimes there's a difference of numbering, either in the Hebrew, also sometimes in the Ethiopic. So here we have Psalm 109, and we look at verses 6, from verses 6, that says, "Set thou a wicked man over him, and let Satan stand at his right hand." Going forward till we reach round about verse 19, where it says, "Let it be to him as the garment which covereth him, and for a girdle wherewith he is girded continually." All right, so right here, this is interesting right here. So we have these verses here, and this is often discussed, and we've heard many ones and ones say, yeah, man, if somebody's doing something to you, you know, like even the Psalms, you know, you could take Psalm 109, man, and those verses there, or they point to a verse or two, but the section is verses 6 to 19 of Psalm 109, and they will pretend or make believe that, well, this is actually David, Psalm of David, and here we are given license to do these most bitter, vehement curses upon others. But there's something missing. What's missing is studying, right? It's comprehension. You may read well, but do you understand as well? Do you understand, overstand as well? You see, the bitterness of feeling and the malicious tone that's found here is usually criticized by many as being unethical, and say it's contrary to the spirit of what they would call true religion. Now, if the passage
verses 6 to 19 of Psalm 109 is interpreted as the utterance of the psalmist here, identified as Dawid, as David, then the citation of Psalm, right, in the introductory note to Psalm LXXXIII, to Psalm 83 and verse 10 should be consulted. So let's just go here for a moment, because some would say, well, yes, this is David. David is, you know, all these ones and ones, he's cursing them, and therefore these same verses we can also chant, you know, and curse others, because they assume or they believe or have been made to believe that this is what David is doing right here. Is this what is going on right here? So let's look at Psalm 83 and 10, and look at the note and just share the note right here on the ear and the iris. So Psalm 83 and 10, where it says in 83 and 10, now this is according to the Hebrew numbering. In the KJV, King James Version, it'll be 83 and 9, verse 9, where it says, do thou to them as to Midian, as to Sisera, as to Jabin, at the brook Kishon. Right? And we have a footer right here, the prayer for their overthrow, the bitterness of the imprecation or the curses, the consequences that follows has often been criticized. As always in the Psalter, the depth of feeling aroused by persecution and false prosecution, it springs from more than the agonies of the afflicted. Righteous indignation is also a motive of protest. Inasmuch as an attack by the pitiless strong upon the weak is rebellion. So the attack among the pitiless strong upon the weak, as His Majesty Kanamawi Hala Selassie, in reproving and rebuking and warning the nations, you know, about the big nations against the little nations, the pitiless strong attacking the weak. This is rebellion against the rule of Hailahim, of the almighty power in the world. They who are hypersensitive about such implicatory passages in the Psalms may pay heed to the remark of one who said, quote, if we cannot approve, we may and should understand, if we had been where the psalmist or others who were persecuted or falsely prosecuted or downpressed was, we might well have felt and spoken as he did. Now, this is a little footer here to Psalm 83 that was pointed to here in the notes for today's daily psalm. And this is in the context that if the passage in Psalm 109 verses 6 to 19 is interpreted, if you make sense, then we say make sense out of this, it's like to interpret this. If this is interpreted as the utterance of the psalmist, David, then one might refer to Psalm 83, round about verses 9 and 10. Now, on the other hand, right, on the other hand, it has been maintained that the maledictions, the bad diction, the malediction, male, you know, from the Latin, bad, and diction, like speaking word, right, are not spoken by the author. It's not being spoken by Dawid. It's not being spoken by David or the psalmist against his persecutors. So the context here is that the curses or the imprecations in today's daily psalm are not what David is speaking against his persecutors or false prosecutors, whether Shaul or Doeg, but they express the evil wishes of the latter. It's actually what the false persecutors and the prosecutors like Saul, even within the scripts and narrative, we can see it very clearly, or Doeg. It's their ill wishes, their curses, their imprecations, the ill wishes of the persecutors, the prosecutors, the downpressers, against the man, they were hounding to death. But now we put it in the Davidic context, and we know that Shaul, first king of Israel, we could say the first christened or anointed king of Israel. So Saul, in a sense, was in the Old Testament context, he was a type of Christ and became a kind of a type of antichrist. And Dawid,
David, a man after Jehovah's own heart, right? More of the true Christ. So what we have here in verses 6 to 19 is the evil wishes, right, of the haters, the persecutors, the prosecutors, the downpressers against the man that they, emphasis on the man, vis-a-vis they, were hounding to death. Now, what's the support if we say this is how we make sense, the Targum, how we interpret and how we see this? What is the support of this Targum? This is supported by the fact that the adversaries, the haters, say the Satans, right, the adversary, the bad mind and envious, they are in the plural sense. They're in the plural sense, whereas the curses or the consequences are directed against a person, against one person, against a person in the singular sense. Now, we read the psalm, but if we read it of comprehension, you'll see that change as you go from verse to verse. And they are saying against him, he, him, he, him. And David is saying them. Let this happen to them. What they basically are wishing on him, makes that happen to them. Moreover, in verse 28 of Psalm 109, the psalmist explicitly prays, let them curse, make them cuss, make them cuss, but bless the eye, but bless thou. Therefore, it is natural to understand his words as referring to the imprecation, to the curses that are found in the psalm, even Mizmor Kof 8, even Psalm 109. You know, it would really be extraordinary if they came from the lips of one who had himself just indulged in the orgy of cursing. So when we get to verse 28, and we see what the psalmist explicitly prays. Let's go here to verse 28, here in the psalm, in verse 28, right? After all that cursing against the man, they are cursing one man, and he's saying concerning them, let them curse, but bless thou. When they arise, they shall be put to shame. But thy servant, you get it? Thy servant, in the singular, he, that's the one that they are cursing, calling all these curses in verses 6 to 19 against. What does David say here in the same psalm, verse 28? They shall be put to shame, but thy servant, but make thy servant, right, rejoice. But thy servant shall rejoice, right here, here, here. So this is the context right here. You know, it's interesting because I think many of y'all probably know what we're talking about. Many ones and ones would use, you know, the scripture, you know, to do their own words of power, hekka, or magic, as it were, you know, in difficult situations and almost like turn the scripts upside down. But this is definitely one of the upside down ways that ones have looked at this psalm, Psalm 109, thinking that verses 6 to 19, right, because they're in a psalm, right, that it means that, well, we can curse, by cursing those curses against someone, we'll be doing the very same thing that David here in the psalm is lamenting and sealing it up explicitly saying, let them curse, make them curse, but bless thou. Here's what's interesting right here in the season, reason for the season, concerning even the call, lech lecha, the call of Abraham to Abraham, that call of Abraham, right? Right? He shall become and be a blessing. Right, he is called to be a blessing, called out to go for self, to be a blessing to others. And whoever curses him will be cursed. So we have this correspondence here, even from the Torah reading and feeding here, with the Sabbath study number 3, Lech Lecha, as well as today's daily psalm right here. So once again, brothers and sisters, give ear, give ear, give ear here, dubwise. Here I come, Dennis the Prince of Reggae Brown, today's daily song. Yes, sir. Live up, live up. Bless, be a blessing.
Love and hate can never be friends. Oh, no. Oh, no. No, no, no. No.
You hear? Shema Israel.
Psalm 109. Hold not thy peace, O God of my praise, for the mouth of the wicked and the mouth of the deceitful are opened against me. They have spoken against me with a lying tongue. They compassed me about also with words of hatred, and fought against me without a cause. For my love they are my adversaries, but I give myself unto prayer. And they have rewarded me evil for good, and hatred for my love. Set thou a wicked man over him, and let Satan stand at his right hand. When he shall be judged, let him be condemned, and let his prayer become sin. Let his days be few, and let another take his office. Let his children be fatherless, and his wife a widow. Let his children be continually vagabonds and beg. Let them seek their bread also out of their desolate places. Let the extortioner catch all that he hath, and let the strangers spoil his labor. Let there be none to extend mercy unto him, neither let there be any to favor his fatherless children. Let his posterity be cut off, and in the generation following let their name be blotted out. Let the iniquity of his fathers be remembered with the Lord, and let not the sin of his mother be blotted out. Let them be before the Lord continually, that he may cut off the memory of them from the earth, because that he remembered not to show mercy, but persecuted the poor and needy man, that he might even slay the broken in heart. As he loved cursing, so let it come unto him. As he delighted not in blessing, so let it be far from him. As he clothed himself with cursing, like as with his garment, so let it come into his bowels like water, and like oil into his bones. Let it be unto him as the garment which covereth him, and for a girdle wherewith he is girded continually. Let this be the reward of mine adversaries from the Lord, and of them that speak evil against my soul. But do thou for me, O God the Lord, for thy name's sake. Because thy mercy is good, deliver thou me. For I am poor and needy. My heart is wounded within me. I am gone like the shadow when it declineth. I am tossed up and down as the locust. My knees are weak through fasting, and my flesh faileth of fatness. I became also a reproach unto them. When they looked upon me, they shaked their heads. Help me, O Lord my God. O save me according to thy mercy, that they may know that this is thy hand, that thou, Lord, hast done it. Let them curse, but bless thou. When they arise, let them be ashamed, but let thy servant rejoice. Let mine adversaries be clothed with shame, and let them cover themselves with their own confusion as with a mantle. I will greatly praise the Lord with my mouth, yea, I will praise him among the multitude. For he shall stand at the right hand of the poor, to save him from those that condemn his soul. His soul, 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 his soul.
Love and hate can never be friends, oh no. Love and hate can never be friends, oh no, oh no. Here I come with love and not hatred. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow I all the days of my life. Yet be no one, no wish to be with no evil man. Yeah. My head is anointed, yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. Apologies, apologies, brothers and sisters were speaking right there. But the mic was on. But here. Look a bit more on Psalm 109, hopefully on the first day service, a.k.a. the Sunday service coming forward after the whole daylight savings times. They seek to change the times and laws. Daniel's prophecy right there. But after we get to the whole daylight savings times, you know, like right at the 1 o'clock hour, but in some regions it's already either 2 o'clock, I think it's loss of an hour, so forth and so on. So when we have more time on the first day service, hopefully we'll look a little bit more, a little reasoning, midrash on Psalm 109. But the main part of it right there, the theme, Chabarim, brothers and sisters, fellow co-laborers, fellow disciples, the theme is the same essential theme as we have here in this third sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong. So here we pick up right here, just go through a little overview right here for Lech Lecha. Get thee out, right? That's one way of making sense out of the Hebrew. Another way of making sense or interpreting that is Lech, go, Lecha, for yourself. The sense of get thee out, but going for yourself, for your own benefit, the call of Abram, a.k.a. Abraham. But here at this point, he is Brahma or Abram. He's Abram. Bamarinya Nemharik from the King of Kings Bible. This is Senbet, you know, Senbet Salam, Sabbath peace. This is Senbet Taleite Wita. So in the Amharic, bringing out the sense of the Hebrew Lech Lecha. Lek, the sense of go, telete, like separating yourself, come out. Separating yourself, come out. Separating yourself, come out. Lech lecha, go for thyself, go for your own benefit. Or simply put, like that movie, right? Get out, right? Get thee out. So here in the Trinity of Readings right here, first in the Torah reading at the groundation, Torah reading Genesis chapter 12, focus verses 1 to chapter 17, verse 27. Then in the prophet's reading, the Haftarah, the prophet's reading, we have Yeshaya, Esaias, Isaiah, chapter 40, focus verses, verses 27 to Isaiah, Yeshaya, Esaias, chapter 41. 41 verse 16. So in Isaiah 40, focus verses 27 to Isaiah 41, 16. In the Brit Hadasha, the New Covenant, Renewed Covenant reading, aka the New Testament reading, we have the Epistle to the Romans, chapter 4, focus verses 1 to 25. The Epistle to Galatia, to the Galatians, we have chapter 4. Focus verse, verse 21 to chapter 5, verse 1. And the Epistle to the Hebrews, we have chapter 7, Hebrews chapter 7. So briefly here, this Torah reading and feeding here, the third in the new semester, this new year here in the first book in Genesis, we have the Torah overview, Genesis chapter 12, the call of Abraham, lech lecha, go, lech. Lika, for the car, for yourself. Get thee out. Teleta wita. Same chapter, verse 10. Abram and Sarai, and Sarai and Sarai in Mitzrayim, in the Smaitawi, in the Hecapita, Egypta, a.k.a. Egypt. Did you know that the name Kemet, right, comes in actually after the like 11th, the 12th and 13th dynasty. Before that, they called it by other names, Mai Tawi, the two, you know, the two lands, upper and lower. And this confirms to the Hebrew Mitzrayim, the two mitzvahs, upper and lower. So we have Abram and Sarai in Mitzrayim. Chapter 13, verse 1, Abram and Lot, or Lot, they separate. Why did Abram and Lot have to separate? And we have the theme, Teleta, separate yourself with I and come out. Lech lecha, go for thyself. Remember, Lot was not called, right? Abram was called. Right, but even here we have a transferring or imputing of righteousness, even though we know that both of them are, quote, righteous men. And this, I know, bothers one furthermore in the story and the narrative concerning Lot and his daughters and what occurred according to the scripts and the narrative. But there is the passive righteousness. You know, like a passive righteous person might avoid, you know, breaking any law overtly, you know, getting in trouble with the law. You know, if you break a law and you get convicted, you know, therefore you become guilty or, quote, criminal in the sense of like a sinner, right? But you can have faith, right, in the active righteous man, the one who's acting proactively in the law, in Yahweh, truth and life. And this is Abram. Abram is that proactive. He's the active righteous man. And Lot is also righteous, but one has to understand it is the passive righteous person. Just like some people would say, well, have you ever been convicted of a crime? And some of you or some of us might have to say, yeah, we did this and we were convicted. Not accused, you know, not rumored to have done something, but actually went through the whole process and, yeah, we was adjudicated, you know, as guilty. But we know that those who were convicted as being guilty, there's a lot of other people who may be considered not criminals, not convicts with no record because they may have not got caught or nobody has placed a charge against them. But anyway, Genesis, pick up more on that. Genesis chapter 13, verse 1, Abram and Lot separate. Love what Abram says. Like he says, we be brethren. I said, what? I said, huh? You be brother. Oh, you said to Lot, but Lot is your nephew. Interesting. Abram took the higher ground. And remember the King of Kings, Kedemah, who says, as Sarah was to Abram, so was the Tegemenin to I and I namesake the Rastafari of the Rastafarians. Speaking of Kedemah, we Haile Selassie say. So even that likeness there of Abraham, right, and Abraham. Yes? So in Genesis chapter 14 at verse 1, we have Lot's captivity. So wait, let's get this correct. Abraham is called, right? He takes along with him his nephew because the father had passed away, his brother. Abraham's brother passed away. So Lot, you know, goes along with Abraham and his call. But then comes to a point where they have to separate, you know, about some business, interesting business, you know, arrangements cause them have to, you know, listen, you know, you go in this business, I go in this business. You go this way, I go that way. They separate ways. Then the next chapter we find and hear and read say Lot ends up in captivity. He like ends up in debt. He ends up in a situation and he needs a rescue. All right. And who is there to the rescue? Abraham is there to the rescue. Interesting. All right. So we have the active righteous man, right? And you have the passive righteous man. Right? That's why it says in the psalm that when the foundations are being destroyed, what do the righteous do? That's the correct sense out of that verse in the Hebrew. When the foundations are being destroyed, what do the righteous do? Those who are righteous. Right? I'm talking about active righteous do something. The passive righteous, well, Lot ended up in captivity and he needed a rescue, rescue, rescue. Same chapter, Genesis chapter 14 at verse 17, Abram is blessed by Melchizedek. So here in this third sabbatical study here for this Rastafari Shabbat Strong, we have the introduction, right, in the B-I-B-L-E, the Bible, the glory of His Majesty Kedemah Haile Selassie. We have the introduction of Melchizedek, of Melchizedek. So take note, take note, take note. Genesis chapter 15. Verse 1, Yahuwah, Eloheinu's covenant, Jehovah, I and I, Almighty Powers, covenant with Abraham. There's a covenant here in Genesis chapter 15. Now, chapter 15 also has some interesting other prophetic, you know, foreshadowings, such as the 400 years, you know, is found there in Genesis chapter 15. Chapter 16. In chapter 16, we get the birth of Yishmael. Yishmael, he will hear El, Almighty. The Almighty will hear. God will hear. Yishmael. The birth of Ishmael. Right? We could say, technically speaking, Abram's first son. But then we know that the seed shall be called in Yitzhak. The seed shall be called in Isaac, Sarah's son. In Genesis chapter 17, but a great nation, just as you'll make Ishmael great. Genesis chapter 17, we have the sign, right? The sign of the covenant, right? The sign of the covenant. In the prophet's reading from Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 40, that chapter there, Jah's people are comforted, to comfort Jah's people. In chapter 41, Yisrael, Israel, is assured of El's help, of Ha-El, of the Almighty, of Elohim's help. Yisrael is assured of El's help. Now, the portion here, the reading and feeding, a brief commentary right here, zooms in on the quarrel. There's a quarrel, right, going on. With a lot, with Lot, right? Thought here for the Shavua briefly is that Abraham to Abraham, he encountered Hailahim, the Almighty. And it changed his life. It changed his liberty. We have all sorts of different names for this experience. Did you get it? Fellow brothers and sisters, fellow disciples, that Abraham here, he has a very close encounter, right, with Hailahim, with Yahuwah. And what did it do? This experience, it changed his life. It changed his whole way of living, Now, there's many words that we use nowadays, different names for this sort of experience. Some might call it a conversion. He was converted. Right? Others might refer to it as being, from a Brit Chadasha sense, new covenant sense of being born again, right? Regenerated. He was born again. To others, it might be referred to as a spiritual awakening, right? A spiritual awakening. Remember back in the old black churches, they would say, give us that old time religion, right? Well, I guess this was the old time version, right? The true version. Now, regardless of what we might call it, right? It is, and it was, and it be, especially for Avram, right, in this call, pure joy, a joy and a revelation and a joy. It's a conversation, right? There's this dialogue, there's this reasoning, right, of the heart, heart to come. There's a spiritual awakening, right, of the soul, of the psyche. And bring into a fulfillment, there is a new birth. And this here, the audible we played earlier was brought out again. We notice this right here where Jehovah said to Abraham, you know, Abraham, about all who are born in your house. If you read over that part where it says all who are born in the house were to be circumcised in the first mode, the first manner, right? Circumcision of the flesh, but then we also have the circumcision of the heart. I know many New Covenant, New Testament folks would be talking about, well, that was then the circumcision of the heart, but even the circumcision of the heart is found in the prophets in the Old Testament right there. But the word was said to Abraham, Abraham, all who are born right in your house. And so the first thing he did was self-circumcise. Ouch. Wow. You know what I mean? The first thing he did was circumcise himself, but the word was all who are born. You get that right there? So when we say that this experience that Abraham had is likened and can be likened to a spiritual awakening of the soul, a reasoning, a conversation of the heart, or to a new birth of his being, right, in spirit and in truth, born again. So here, just a couple of overview points right here for this third sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong. About to ride up right here for a little overview, you know, on what we say Hebraically upon the readings, you know, and the reasons why, you know, so that I and I can grow in grace, you know, and the knowledge and practice may make perfect. So there's a couple of questions and answers I'd like to go through. Hopefully we have more time on the first day service, aka the Sunday service coming forward, about 52 of them here in this Torah reading and feeding. But simply speaking, just the first question is, what does the Hebrew lek leka mean? It means to go out or to walk. So we have lek from halak, right? Halak, right? We have lek as an imperative, like to say go, right? Not going, not will go, but as a command to go. Go, lek, le, for of ka, for yourself, male, lek, leka. Go out, walk, trod for yourself. No one can make you walk or trod the steps of faith, of the emuna. You must choose. Right? It was a choice, the choice factor. Abraham had to choose for himself, and the word came to him, lek leka, go for yourself. Now, Abraham's, his father's name was Terach ben Saruk, right? A descendant of the patriarch Shem. Now, Terach, right, or Terach, he died in the city of Haran when Avram was 75 years old. Now check that right there. I think I said, you know, I said to one, right, I said, you know, they asked me how I feel. I, at that time I said, I'm old, you know, and it's just weird, you know. Hopefully renew I and I youth like the eagles, as that word says. You know, let the redeem of Jehovah say so. Word sound power. But when you look at the call of Avram, Avram was 75 years old. 75 years old. And he went, right? He answered the call. Where was, third question here, where was Avram originally? Where was he originally from? He's from a place called, in the translation, Ur of the Chaldees, right? Or the Ur Kastin, right? He's from the Ur, the Ur, right? The Ur or the Ur, Ur of the Chaldees of the Kastin. This is located in the eastern part of what is referred to as the Fertile Crescent. In the city-state, the ancient city-state of Sumer, right, of Sumer, during the Bronze Age, what is referred to as the Bronze Age. Take note, fellow disciples, the Bronze Age, right? What age was it? It was the Bronze, like we're now in the, what they say, industrial or the technology, the digital age, the digital age. Well, back then, that was the Bronze Age. Now, Genesis chapter 11, verses 27, 28, it names it as the birthplace of Abram's brother Haran, and the point of departure of Terah, of Terah's household. Later, it is identified as the place of Abram's origin in Genesis chapter 15, verse 7. Here, question 4. Who was Sarai? Sarai. Who was Sarai? Right? Who was Sarai? Yes, I. Well, that was Avram's half-sister, daughter of Terah, right? And a unknown woman, or the woman is not identified. The mother is not identified here. We have the patriarch Terah. So he has the same father, but a different mother. One ancient teaching states in Berakot 13a that at first she was a princess to her people, implying this from her name, Sar, prince, ruler, prince, a ruler is a Sar. Here is Sarai, my princess, or my lady lord, so to speak, right? But later, she became a princess, some interpret this, to the whole world or to all nations, Sarah, without the restrictive my. The restrictive my is symboled by the Hebrew yod, the Hebrew letter Y, the Hebrew letter yod, where we get Sarai. So we have the my there. So taking out the yod and replacing with the hey, Sarah, she comes, the name comes from the verb Sarar, as we have in the name of Yisrael, where Jacob was renamed to Yisrael, which means to rule, which means to reign. So right here, as a first word right here, as we move forward, got a couple of minutes right here for going to the grace period, as we say, heads up to ones and ones, you know, because the daylight savings time, 60 seconds, y'all. Let's just keep it moving right here.
Chapter 15. After these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abram in a vision, saying, Fear not, Abram, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. And Abram said, Lord God, what wilt thou give me, seeing I go childless, and the steward of my house is this Eliezer of Damascus? And Abram said, Behold, to me thou hast given no seed, and lo, one born in my house is mine heir. And behold, the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, This shall not be thine heir, but he that shall come forth out of thine own bowels shall be thine heir. Thine heir.
Yes. Aliyah, coming forward. First, the Baraka. Blessing for the reading of HaTorah. Right here. Yes, sir. Thank you.
Baruch Ata Adonai. Baruch Abba Yerushalayim. Baruch Ata Adonai. Baruch Abba Yerushalayim.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
The reader takes the scroll of HaTorah of the law, and the following is said. Shema Yisrael, Yahuwah Eloheinu, Yahuwah Achad, Achad. Reader in the congregation, hear, O Israel, He who be, we be, our Elohim, He who be, we be, Yahweh, is one. Reader in the congregation, then say, Achad hu Eloheinu Gadol, Adoneinu Kadosh, with Nora Shemo. One is our Elohim, I and I Elohim. Great is I and I, Adonai, Doni I. Holy, Kadosh, Kadosh is His name, Kadosh, holy, and dreadful is His name, Kadosh, with Nora Shemo. The reader then says, Gadlu layawah iti huwa ne romema shemo, Yachdau, magnify He who be, we be, with me, Gadlu layawah iti. And let us make I and I exalt His name together, together. Ua ne romema shemo yachadau, yachadau, yachadau. The reader in the congregation then says, Thine, thine, lika Yahuwah. Thine is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine, Yahuwah, is the kingdom and the supremacy as head, as parosh, as aras, over all. Exalt ye, Yah, Yahuwah Eloheinu, He who be, we be, I and I Elohim, and worship at His footstool. Kadosh, who holy is He. Exalt ye, Yahuwah Eloheinu, He who be, we be, I and I Elohim, and worship at His holy mount. For Yahuwah Eloheinu is holy, ki kadosh, Yahuwah Eloheinu. Magnified and hallowed and holy and Ila, praise Isis and glorified, exalted and extolled above all be the name of the Supreme King of Kings, Negus Neges, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He. In the worlds which He hath created, this world and the world to come, in accordance with His desire and with the desire of them that fear, that reverence, that respect Him, and of all the Beit Yisrael, the house of Israel, the rock everlasting, eternal, and the Adonai, the Lord, Adonai of all creatures, the Elohim of all souls, who dwelleth in the wide extended heights, who inhabiteth the heaven of heavens of old, whose holiness, islandness, is above the Chayot and above the throne of glory. Now, therefore, thy name, Yahuwah Eloheinu, He who be, we be, I and I Elohim, shall be hallowed, shall be Ila amongst us, I and I, in the sight of all living. Let us make I and I sing a new song before Him, as it is written, sing to Elohim, the true good, the true God. Sing praises, sing Isis to Shemo, His name. Extol ye, extol y'all Him that rideth upon the heavens by His name. Jah, Rastafari, and exalt before Him. And may we, I and I, see Him eye to eye when He returneth to His habitation, as it is written, for they shall see eye to eye when the Yahweh Yahuwah returneth to Zion, to Zion. And it is said, and the glory of Adonai, Adonai, shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, together, for the mouth of Yahuwah, he who be, hath spoken it. May the Father of mercy have mercy upon a people that have been born by him. May he remember the covenant with the patriarchs. Deliver, I live, I and I souls from evil hours. Check the evil inclination in them that have been carried by him. Grant us, grant I and I of his grace and everlasting eternal deliverance, I deliverance, and in the attribute of his goodness, fulfill our I and I desires by salvation and mercy. The scroll of the law of HaTorah is placed upon the desk. And the reader says the following, and may he help, shield, and save all who trust in him. And let us make I and I say, Amen. Ascribe all of you greatness to Eloheinu, I and I Elohim, and render honor to HaTorah, to the law. Here, the reader names the person who is called to the reading of HaTorah, of the law. Blessed be he who in his holiness, in his islandness, gave the law, HaTorah, to his people, Amor Yisrael. The law of Yahuwah, he who be, who he be, is perfect, restoring the soul. The testimony of Yahuwah is faithful, making wise the simple. The precepts of Yahuwah are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of Yahuwah is pure, enlightening the eyes. Yahuwah will give strength to Amor, to his people. Yahuwah will bless Amor, his people, with shalom, peace. As for Elohim, HaElohim, his way is perfect. The word of Yahuwah, of he who be, who he be, is tried. He is a shield to all them that trust in him. The congregation and the reader says, and ye and y'all that cleave to Adonai, Adonai, your Elohim, are alive, every one of you this day. Those who are called to the reading of HaTorah, the law, say the following baraka, blessing. Bless y'all, Yahuwah, he who be, who he be, who is to be blessed. The congregation response is, blessed be Adonai, Adonai, who is to be blessed forever and ever. The response of the congregation, aggregation, is repeated, and the baraka, the blessing, continued. Blessed art thou, Baruch atah Yahuwah Eloheinu, Melech ha'olam, who has chosen us from all peoples and has given us thy law, thy Torah. Blessed art thou, Baruch atah Yahuwah, blessed art thou, O he who be, who he be, Notein ha'Torah, who givest the Torah, who giveth the Torah, law, 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 giveth the Torah, law,
Baruch atah Adonai. Yes, Rastafari. Yes, Rastafari.
Blessings of the Torah. Before the Torah portion reading in the Hebrew and English tongue. Barakhu et Yahweh Hamvarak. Baruch Yahweh Hamvarak. Leolam Vayet. Baruch Atah Yahweh.
Eloheinu melech haolam, asher bekarbenu mebo hamayim, venutan lanu et torato. Baruch atah Yahweh, noten ha-Torah. Bless Yahweh, the Blessed One. Blessed is Yahweh, the Blessed One, for all eternity. Blessed are you, Yahweh, our Almighty, King of the Universe, who selected us from all the peoples and gave us his Torah. Blessed are you, Yahweh, giver of the Torah.
Joy, thy night light, night night be a testament to the light that shines through the night. Humble lion, I have to forward and reach a Mount Zion, to be following the light of the Lamb and the Lion. The most holy one, the Father and the Son. Read it in the Old Testament and the New Testament. Me a tell you no, read up your Bible.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does...
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Shema Yisrael, hear, 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 give ear, O Yisrael, hear, 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 for the Rishon Aliyah, the first reading, the first up offering here, for this Shabbat, Lek Lika, for this Sabbath, get thee out, Lek Lika, hear, 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 picking up with the first book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Genesis, Genesis chapter 12, for the first Aliyah, the first reading, the Rishon Aliyah. Here for this Shabbat, Shabbat Lek, Lika, Lika. Genesis chapter 12, the fourth dispensation, the promise from the call of Abraham to the giving of the law, the giving of HaTorah, the fourth or the Abrahamic covenant. B'shem Ha'av V'Habein V'Ruach HaKadosh Yahuwah Echad. Vayomer Yahuwah el Avram lek leka mei arzeka uami amoladiteka uami beita vika el haaretz asher areka. Now Yahuwah Jehovah had said to Abram, Vayomer Yahuwah el Avram, get thee out lek leka. Get thee out of thy country, lek leka, me aretz leka, and from thy kindred, ua mi moladiteka, and from thy father's house, u mi beit avika, to a land that I will shew thee, I. El haaretz asher areka. And I will make of thee, I, a great nation, and I will bless thee, I, and make thy name great. And thou shalt be a bracha, a blessing, and I will bless them that bless thee, I, and curse him that curseth thee, I. And in thee, I, shall all families of the earth be blessed. Abram, in the land, worship, communion, and promise, hope, expectation. Verse 4. So Abram departed as Yahuwah, Jehovah had spoken to him, and Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. And Abram took Sarai, Ishto, Sarai, his wife, and Lot, his brother's son, and all their substance that they had gathered, and the souls that they had gotten in Haran. And they went forth to go into the land of Canaan. And into the land of Canaan they came. And Abram passed through the land to the place of Sichem, to the plain of Moreh. And the Canaanite was then in the land. And Jehovah appeared to Abram and said, to thy seed, to thy race, to thy seed will I give this land. And there builded he an altar like Jehovah, to Jehovah, who appeared to him. And he removed from thence, from there, to a mountain on the east of Beit El Bethel, and pitched his tent, having Beit El Bethel on the west and Hai on the east. And there he builded an altar like Yahuwah to Jehovah, and called upon the name, upon the Shem, the Hashem, the name of Yahuwah Jehovah. And Abram journeyed, going on still toward the Negev, the south. Under trial, Abram forsakes the place of Barakah, the place of blessing. Verse 10. And there was a famine in the land, and Abram went down into Egypt, Mitzrayim, into Kemet, to sojourn there, for the famine was grievous in the land. And it came to pass, when he was come near to enter into Mitzrayim, into Egypt, into Kemet, that he said to Sarai, Ishto, he said to Sarai, his wife, behold now, I know that thou art a fair woman, a beautiful, an eyeful woman to look upon. Therefore it shall come to pass, when the Egyptians shall see thee, I, that they shall say, this is his wife, Ishto, and they will kill me, they will kill I, but they will save thee, I, alive. Say, I pray thee, thou art my sister, Achoti, that it may be well with me for thy sake, and my soul shall live because of thee. Because of the I. And hear, hear, hear. Shema Yisrael. Hear, hear, hear. For the Sheni. For the Sheni. Aliyah. For this Shabbat. Shabbat Lech. Lecha. For this Sabbath. Get thee out. The Sheni. Aliyah. Hear, hear, hear. First book of Moshe. Hebrew book called Genesis. Genesis chapter 12. Here at verse 14. Verse 14. For the Sheni. The second reading, the second up offering for this Shabbat Lech Lecha. Vayehi kubo Abram mitzaraima. Vayeru ha mitzarima eta ha isha ki yafahi meod. And it came to pass. And it came to pass, Waihi, and it came to pass, Waihi kubo Abram mitzraima. And it came to pass that when Abram was come into Mitzraima, into Egypt, into Kemet, the Egyptians beheld the woman, that she was very fair, that she was very beautiful. Vayeru ha mitzrima eta ha'isha ki yafa hi meod. The princes also of Paro Pharaoh saw her and commended her before Paro Pharaoh. And the woman was taken into Paro's bait, into Pharaoh's house. And he entreated Abram well for her sake. And he had sheep and oxen, and he asses, and men servants, and maid servants, and she asses and camels. And Jehovah plagued Paro, Pharaoh, and Beito, and his house with great plagues because of Sarai, Abram's Isha, Abram's wife. And Paro, Pharaoh, called Abram and said, what is this that thou hast done to me, that thou hast done to I? Why didst thou not tell me that she was thy wife? Why saidst thou, she is my sister, so I might have taken her to me to wife? Now, therefore, behold, Ishtekah, the eye's wife, take her and go thy way. And Paro commanded his men concerning him, and they sent him away, and Ishto, his wife, and all that he had. And hear, 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 Shema Yisrael, hear, hear, give ear. First book of Moshe, Hebrew book, Genesis chapter 13. Abram returns to the land and HaMizbeach and the altar. And Abram went up out of Egypt, Mitzrayim, out of Kemet, he and Ishto and his wife and all that he had, and Lot with him, into the south, into the Negev. And Abram was very rich in cattle, in silver, and in gold. And he went on his journeys from the Negev, from the south, even to Beit El, to the place, Hamakom, the place where his tent had been at the beginning, between Beit El, Bethel, and Hai, to the place, Hamakom, to the place of HaMizbeach, to the place of the altar, which he had made there at the first. And there Abram called on the name, the Shemi Yahuwah, on the Hashem of Yahuwah, on the name of Jehovah.
There's a lot of work to be done, oh God, in the promised land.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Black, Lika, Lika. Sabbath, get thee out. Sabbath, Sabbath. Go for self, send that to later. Would to later, would to later. Would Shema, Yisrael. Hear, hear, hear. Give ear, O Yisrael. 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 Hear for the Shalishi. The Shalishi. The Shalishi Aliyah. Hear for the third reading. Hear for the Shalishi Aliyah, the third offering up. Of offering for this Shabbat Lech Lecha. Sabbath, get thee out. Sabbath, go for self, send that to later. Here, first book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Genesis, Genesis chapter 13, here at verse 5, for the Shalishi, Aliyah, Aliyah. Wadam, Lotahaho Lecha et Avram. Hayas on Uabakara with Ohalim, Ohalim, Ohalim. Abram's separation from Lot, Abram's separation from Lot. Wigam, Lilot, and Lot also. Wigam, Lilot, Ahaholeka etta Avram, and Lot also, which who went with Abram. Wigam lilota ha holeka et Aram. Hayas on ubatar we ohalim. Had flocks. Hayas on ubakar uvakar and herds. We ohalim and tents. Wigam lilota ha holeka et Aram. Hayas on ubakar we ohalim. And the land was not able to bear them, that they might dwell together, for their substance was great, so that they could not dwell together. And there was a strife between the herdmen of Abram's cattle and the herdmen of Lot's cattle. And the Canaanite and the Perizzite dwelled then in the land. And Abram said to Lot, may there be no strife, I pray thee, between me and thee, between I and the I, and between my herdmen and thy herdmen. For we, I and I, be brethren. Is not the whole land before thee, I? Separate thyself, I pray thee, I, from me, from I. If thou wilt take the left hand, then I will go to the right. Or if thou depart to the right hand, then I will go to the left. Lot's first step in backsliding. Verse 10. And Lot and Lot lifted up his eyes and beheld all the plain of Yarden, of Jordanos, of Jordan, that it was well watered everywhere. Lifna Yahuwah before Jehovah destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, even as the garden of Yahuwah, as the garden of Jehovah, like the land of Mitzrayim, the land of Egypt, the land of Kemet, as thou comest to Zoar. Then Lot chose him all the plain of Yarden, of Jordanos, of Jordan. And Lot journeyed east, and they separated themselves the one from the other. Lot's second step in backsliding, verse 12. Abram dwelled in the land of Canaan, and Lot dwelled in the cities of the plain and pitched his tent towards Sodom, towards Sodom. But the men of Sodom, the men of Sodom were wicked, ratchet, and sinners, and others lifting Yahuwah before Jehovah exceedingly. The Abrahamic covenant, the land given, natural posterity promised. Verse 14. And Jehovah said to Abraham, After that Lot was separated from him, lift up now thine eyes and look from Hamakom, from the place where thou art, northward and southward and eastward and westward. For all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, to thy seed and to thy race forever for ever. And I will make thy seed, thy race, as the dust of the earth, so that if a man can number the dust of Ha'aretz, the earthly plain, then shall thy seed, thy race, also be numbered. Arise, walk, charge through the land, in the length of it and in the breadth of it, of her. For I will give her. To thee I. Then Avram removed his tent and came and dwelt in the plain of Mamre, which is in Hebron, and built there an altar, Mizbeach, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear. Give ear, Yisrael, here for the Rabbi'i. The Rabbi'i, here for the fourth Aliyah, Ravi, for the fourth reading, fourth up offering here for this Shabbat, Lech Lika, Sabbath, Kitty out, Senbet, Taleta, Wutta. Here, picking up with the first book of Moshe, called Genesis chapter 14. Avram delivers Lot. Why he be mea. Amrafel meleka shin ara, ara yok meleka elasar, kedara la omera meleka elam, we tid ala meleka goyim. And it came to pass in the days of Amraphel, king of Shinar, why he be me Amraphel meleka shin ara. Ariok, king of Elasar. Ariok, Meleka Elasar. Kedolomer, king of Elam. Kidara la Omera Meleka Elam. And Tidal, king of nations, king of Gentiles. With Tidala Meleka Goyim. That these made war with Bera, king of Sodom, and Bersha, king of Gomorrah, Shinab, king of Admah, Shemeber, king of Zoboim, and the king of Bela, who is Zoar. All these were joined together in the vale of Siddim, in the valley of Siddim, which is the salt sea. 12 years they served Kedalo Amar, and in the 13th year they rebelled. And in the 14th year came Kidar la Omer and the kings that were with him, and smote the Rephaim in Ashtarota Karnaim, and the Zuzim in Ham, and the Emims in Shaveh Kiryataim, and the Horites in the Mount Seir, to El Paran, which is by the wilderness of Midbar. And they returned and came to Ein Mishpat, which is Kadesh, and smote all the country of the Amalekites, and also the Amorites that dwelt in Hazazon Tamar. And there went out the king of Sodom, and the king of Gomorrah, and the king of Admah, and the king of Zeboim, and the king of Bela, the same is Zoar. And they joined battle with them in the vale, the valley of Siddim.
with Kedor Loamer, the king of Elam, and Tidal Meleta Goyim, king of Gentiles, king of nations, and Amraphel, king of Shinar, and Arioch, king of Elasar, four kings with five. And the valley of Siddim was full of slime pits. And the kings of Sodom and Gomorrah fled and fell there. And they that remained fled to the mountain. And they took all the goods of Sodom and Gomorrah and all their victuals and went their way. And they took Lot and they took Lot, Avram's brother's son, who dwelt in Sodom, who dwelt in Sodom, and his goods and departed. And there came one that had escaped and told Abram Ha-Ibri, Abram the Hebrew, for he dwelt in the plain of Mamre, Ha-Emori, the Amorite, brother of Eshcol, and brother of Anir. And these were confederate with Abram. And when Abram heard that his brother was taken captive, he armed his trained servants, born in his own house, born in his own bait, 318, and pursued them to Dan. And he divided himself against them, he and his servants, by night, and smote them, and pursued them to Hobah, which is on the left hand of Damascus. And he brought back all the goods, and also brought again his brother Lot, and his goods, and the woman also, and the people. The revelation of Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God, as El Elyon, the Most High El, possessor of heaven and earth, verse 17. And the king, the Melech Sodom, the king of Sodom, went out to meet him after his return from the slaughter of Kedor Loamer and the kings that were with him at the valley of Shaveh, which is the king's dale, at the valley of Shoah, which is the king's valley. And Malachias Erech, Melech Salem, the king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine. And he was HaKohen, the priest of El Elyon, the Most High El, the Most High Power. And he blessed him and said, "Blessed be Abram of El Elyon, possessor of Shemayim and Haaretz, possessor of heaven and earth." And blessed be El Elyon, who hath delivered thine enemies into thy yard, thy hand. And he gave him tithes of all, 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 tithes of all.
Rastafari,
he's the one fish, and me happy trying to run away.
Get them love to big up them, get them there in that slavery. Them can't have no food without no money.
Malkiah Tzedek Meleka Shalem Shalem Hosea Lechem Wa Yayin Yayin Wikua Kohena Lehel Elyon Elyon Waya Arkehu Wa Yomer Baruch Avram Le'el Elyon Kone Shamayi Wa Aret Wa Aret Arua Baruch El Elyon Asherra Asherra Migen Areka, Areka, Re, Yade, Yade, Waitena, Yahuwa, Mala, Esera, Niko, 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 Niko. And Melchizedek, King of Salam, 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 Malkias, Ereka, Meleka, Shalem, Shalem, Wolf of Bread and Wine, Hotia, Lechema, Wayayi, Wayayi, Wayayi. And he was priest of God the Most High, Wuhu, Kohena, Lit'el, Elyon, Elyon. And he blessed him, Wayavarkehu, and said, Wayomar, blessed be Abraham of God Most High, Baruch Avram, Lit'el, Elyon, maker, possessor, maker of heaven and earth, Kone, Shamayi, Wa Aret. And blessed be God the Most High, U Baruch El Elyon Asherah,
Nigena Areka 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 Dut Yadeka Why he tell Lau Ma Who hath delivered thine enemies into thine hand? And he gave him a tenth, a tithe, a tithe, a tithe, a tithe. Umalkiyas ereka meleka shalim. Hotsi lechem rayayil. Wuhua kohen le el elyon. Waya barke hua wayomer. Baruch Avram le el elyon. Onne shamayim wa aret. Ua baruch el elyon. Asherem gena areka. Yadeka. Wai dena lewu. Ma eser. Mikol, Mikol, Mikol,
Israel. Here, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Shema Yisrael, hear, 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 O Yisrael, give ear, right here, O Yisrael. Here for the Chamishi, here for the fifth Aliyah, the fifth reading, the fifth up offering here for this Shabbat, Shabbat, La 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 Shema Yisrael, hear, 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 O Yisrael, give ear, right here, O Yisrael, here for the Chamishi, here for the fifth Aliyah, the fifth reading, the fifth up offering here for this Shabbat, Shabbat, Lech Lecha, here for this Sabbath, get thee out, here for this Torah portion reading and feeding here at the fifth Aliyah, the fifth reading, the fifth up offering here for this Shabbat, Lech Lecha, Sendetelete, here picking up with the first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Genesis, Genesis chapter 14, here at verse 21, for the Chamishi Aliyah. Vayomer melech Sodom il Avram, ten li ha-nefesh v'harkush kach lak. And the king of Sodom said to Avram, Vayomer melech Sodom il Avram, give me the persons, ten li ha-nefesh, give me the souls. Ten li ha-nefesh, and take the goods to thyself. V'harkush kach lak. And Avram said to the Melech Sodom, the king of Sodom, Herimoti yadi elihoa el elyon onei shamayim wa'aret. I have lift up mine hand to he who be, who he be, Harimoti, Yadi, Elihoa, El Elyon, the most high El, Kone, Shamayim, Wa'aret, possessor, maker, possessor of heaven and earth, that I will not take from a thread, even to a shoe latchet, and that I will not take anything that is thine, lest thou should to say, I have made Avram rich, save only that which the young men have eaten, and the portion of the men which went with me, was I, Anir, Eshkol, and Mamre. Let them, make them, take their portion. And hear, Shema Yisrael, first book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Genesis, Genesis chapter 15. The Abrahamic covenant confirmed. A spiritual seed promised,
After these things, after these things, after these things, the word of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, came to Abram in a vision, saying, Fear not, Abram, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. And Abram said, Adonai Yahuwah, Adonai Yahweh, Lord God, Adonai Yahuwah, Lord Jehovah, what wilt thou that I give me? What will I give I, seeing I go childless, and the steward of my house is this Eliezer of Damascus? And Abram said, Behold, to me, to I, thou hast given no seed. And lo, look, one born in my house, my bait is mine ear. And behold, the word of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, came to him, saying, This shall not be thine ear, but he that shall come forth out of thine own bowels shall be thine ear. And he brought him forth abroad and said, Look now toward heaven, toward Shamayim, and tell the stars, if thou be able to number them. And he said to him, So shall thy seed, thy race, be. And he believed, and he remained in Yahuwah, in Jehovah, and he who be who he be, and he counted it to him for righteousness. And hear, Shema Yisrael. Hear, O Yisrael, give ear. O Yisrael, hear for the Sheishi, Aliyah, hear for this Shabbat, Lekha, Sabbath, get thee out, Senbet, Leita, here picking up with the first book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Genesis, Genesis chapter 15, here at verse 7, for the Sheishi, Aliyah, for the sixth reading, the sixth up offering here for this Shabbat, Lek, Lekha. Vayomer Elayo. Ani hoa asher hotzeitika meur kasdim lateta leka et haaretz hazot le rishataha. And he said to him, I, he who be who he be, Vayomer Elayo, ani hoa, I am Jehovah who brought thee, I, out of Ur of the Chaldees. Ani Hoa Asher Hots Etika Me Ur Kasdim. To give thee I this land, to inherit it, to inherit her. La teta lika etaha areta hazot le rishtaha. And he said, Adonai Yahuwah, Adonai Yahweh, Adonai, Adonai, Jehovah, whereby shall I know that I shall inherit? Whereby shall I know that I shall inherit it, inherit her? And he said to him, Take me, an heifer of 3 years old, and a she-goat of 3 years old, and a ram of 3 years old, and a turtle dove, and a young pigeon. And he took to him all these, and divided them in the midst, and laid each piece one against another. But the birds divided he not. And when the fowls came down upon the carcasses, Abram drove them away. And when the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell upon Abram. And lo, and horror, a dread, and horror of great darkness fell upon him. And he said to Abram, Know of a surety that thy seed, thy race, shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. And also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge, and afterward shall they come out with great substance. And thou shalt go to thy fathers, thy patriarchs, in peace, be shalom. Thou shalt be buried in a good old age. But in the fourth generation, they shall come hither again. They shall come here again. For the iniquity of the Amorites is not yet full. And it came to pass that when the sun went down and it was dark, behold, a smoking furnace and a burning lamp that passed between those pieces. In the same day, Jehovah made a covenant with Abraham, saying, to thy seed, thy race, have I given this land from the river of Mitzrayim, from the river of Kemet, the river of Egypt, to the great river, the river Euphrates, the Kenites and the Kenizzites and the Admonites and the Hittites and the Perizzites and the Rephaim and the Amorites and the Canaanites and the Girgashites and the Jebusites. And here, Shema Yisrael, give ear, O Yisrael. Here, first book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Genesis, Genesis chapter 16, the birth of Ishmael. Now, Sarai, Abram's Isha, Abram's wife, bear him no children. Now Sarai, Avram's wife, bare him no children, and she had an handmaid, an Egyptian, whose name was Hagar. And Sarai said to Avram, behold now, Jehovah hath restrained me from bearing. I pray thee, go in to my maid. It may be that I may obtain children by her. And Avram hearkened to the voice of Sarai. And Sarai, Avram's Isha, Avram's wife, took Hagar, her maid, the Egyptian, after Avram had dwelt 10 years in the land of Canaan, and gave her to her husband Avram to be Ishto, to be his wife, his Isha. And he went into Hagar, and she conceived. And when she saw that she had conceived, her mistress was despised in her eyes. And Sarai said to Avram, my wrong be upon thee, I have given my maid into thy bosom. And when she saw that she had conceived, I was despised in her eyes. Jehovah judge between me and thee. Jehovah judge between I and thee. But Avram said to Sarai, behold, thy maid is in thy hand. Do to her as it pleaseth thee. And when Sarai dealt hardly with her, she fled from her face. And the Melaka Yahuwah and the angel of Jehovah found her by fountain of water in the wilderness, by the fountain in the way to Shur. And he said, Hagar, Sarai's maid, whence camest thou? And whither way wilt thou go? And she said, I flee from the face of my mistress Sarai. And the Melaka Yahuwah, the angel of Jehovah, said to her, return to thy mistress and submit thyself under her hands. And the Melaki Yahuwah said to her, I will multiply thy seed exceedingly, that it shall not be numbered for multitude. And the Melaki Yahuwah and the angel of Jehovah said to her, behold, thou, the I art with child, and shall bear a son, and shall call his name Ishmael. Because Yahweh, Jehovah, hath heard thy affliction, and he will be a wild man. His hand will be against every man, and every man's hand against him, and he shall dwell in the presence of all his brethren. And she called the name of Yahweh, of Jehovah, of he who be, we be, that spake to her, thou El, seest me, seest I. For she said, have I also here looked after him that seeth me, that seeth I? Wherefore the well was called Be'er Lahai, Lahai Roi. Behold, it is between Kadesh and Bered. And Hagar bare Abram a son, and Abram called his son's name, which Hagar bare, Ishmael. And Abram was 86 years old when Hagar bare Ishmael to Abram. And Shema Yisrael, here. First book of Moses, Hebrew book, called Genesis, Genesis chapter 17. The revelation of Elohim, the true good, the true God, as El Shaddai, Almighty El. And when Avram was 90 years old and 9, Jehovah appeared to Avram and said to him, I, the Almighty God, I am El Shaddai. Walk before I, and be thou perfect, and I will make my covenant between me and thee, between I and the I, and will multiply thee exceedingly. And Avram fell on his face, and Elohim, Elohim, the true God, talked with him, Lamor, saying, Avram becomes Avraham. Verse 4. As for me, as for I, behold, my covenant is with thee, I, and thou shalt be a father of many nations. Neither shall thy name any more be called Avram, but thy name shall be Abraham. For a father of many nations have I made thee, I. The Abrahamic covenant confirmed and made everlasting and made eternal. Verse 6. And I will make thee, I, exceeding fruitful, and I will make nations of thee, I, and kings shall come out of thee, 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 of thee.
El Shaddai, protect Ayanai, every day we cry. We no wanna mariners call if it fly. Praise the Most High.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael. Adonai Eloheinu. Adonai Echad.
And hear. Shema Yisrael. Hear. Give ear, O Yisrael. Simi Ethiopia. Hear, Shema Yisrael, give ear. Hear for the Shavi'i, the Shavi'i, the Shavi'i, the Shavi'i. And hear, Shema Yisrael. Hear, give ear, O Yisrael. Simi, Ethiopia. Hear, Shema Yisrael, give ear. Hear for the Shavi'i, the Shavi'i. Hear for the seventh Aliyah, the seventh reading, the seventh up offering here for this Shabbat Lekha. First book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Genesis, Genesis chapter 17, here at verse 7, for the Shavi'i, for the seventh Aliyah, the seventh reading up offering here for this Shabbat. Get thee out. Wa hikimoti etta britiya beini ua beineka ua beinazareka achereka le dorotama livarita olama Lihiyota leka lelohima ulazaika achereka. And I will establish my covenant between me and thee, between I and the I, and thy seed after thee in their generations for an everlasting covenant to be a Elohim to thee, I, and to thy seed after thee. Wa hikimoti eta briti baini ua beinika ua beinazareka achereka lidorotama livrit olam lihiyota leka lelohima ulazareka achereka. And I will give to thee, I, and to thy seed after thee, the land wherein thou art a stranger, all the land of Canaan, all the land of Canaan, for an everlasting possession. And I will be their Elohim, true God. Circumcision established as the sign of the Abrahamic covenant, verse 9. And Elohim said to Abraham, thou shalt keep my covenant, therefore, thou, the I, and thy seed, and thy race, after thee, I, in their generations. This is my covenant, which ye, y'all, shall keep between me and you, between I and the I, and thy seed, Zareka, thy race, after thee, the I. Every man child among you shall be circumcised. And ye shall circumcise the flesh of your foreskin, and it shall be a token of the berit, of the covenant, betwixt me and you, betwixt I and the I. And he that is 8 days old shall be circumcised among you, every man child in your generations. He that is born in the house, in the bait, or bought with money, kesef, of any stranger, which who? Is not of Zareka, not of the I seed, not of the I race. He that is born in Baiteka, in the I house, and he that is bought with thy money, must needs be circumcised, and my covenant, Bariti, shall be in your flesh for an everlasting covenant. And the uncircumcised man-child whose flesh of his foreskin is not circumcised, that soul, that nephesh, that psyche shall be cut off from Amo, from his people, Ameha, from his people. He hath broken Bariti, my covenant. The promise of Yitzhak, Isaac, in whom the line of Christos, of Christ, of Moshiach, runs. Verse 15. And Elohim said to Abraham, as for Sarai, Ishtekah, the I, Isha, the I wife, thou shalt not call her name Sarai, but Sarah shall her name be. And I will bless her and give thee I a son also of her. Yea, I will bless her, and she shall be a mother of nations. Kings of people shall be of her. Then Abraham fell upon his face and laughed and said in his heart, shall a child be born to him that is 100 years old? And shall Sarah, that is 90 years old, bear? And Abraham said to Elohim, the true God, oh, that Ishmael might live before the eye. And Elohim said, Sarah, Ishtekah, Sarah, thy Isha, thy wife, thy woman, shall bear thee a son indeed, and thou shalt call Shemo Yitzhak, thou shalt call his name Isaac. And I will establish Bariti, my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant, and with his seed, his race, after him. Ishmael to be a nation. Verse 20. And as for Ishmael, I have heard thee. Behold, I have blessed him, and will make him fruitful, and will multiply him exceedingly. 12 princes shall he beget, and I will make him a great nation. But Bariti, my covenant, Alakidane, my word agreement, will I establish with Yitzhak, Isaac, who Sarah shall bear to thee I at this set time, this set Iowa, in the next Shana, in the next year. And he left off talking with him, and Elohim, the true God, Aliad, went up from Abraham. And Abraham took Ishmael, Beno, his son, and all that were born in Baito, in his house, and all that were bought with his money, every zakar, every male among the men of Abraham's Beit, Abraham's house, the Beit of Abraham, and circumcised the flesh of their foreskin in the selfsame day, as Elohim, the true God, had said to him. And hear, for the Maftir, for this Shabbat, Lek Leka, here at verse 24, first book of Moses, Hebrew book called Genesis, Genesis chapter 17, here at verse 24, for the Maftir, with Abraham ben Tisha'im, wa Tesha Shana, Behimolo Besar Arlato. And Abraham was 90 years old and 9. With Abraham ben Tisha'im wa Tesha Shana. When he was circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin. Behimolo Besar Arlato. And Ishmael, his son was 13 years old when he was circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin. In the selfsame day was Abraham circumcised, and Ishmael, his son, and all the men of Beito, his house, born in the house, and bought with money of the stranger, were circumcised with him. And here, fulfilling the Torah, Aliyah, reading and feeding for this Shabbat, Lek Lika, Sabbath, get thee out. Kuvur Lek Alu, Kuvur Dinsu, Kuvur Hailu, glory be to the word, glory be to the sound, glory be to the power, Kuvur Le, Abinu Le Melkenu, Kuvur Le, Negusachin, the Abatachin, the Nugusachin, the Kadamawi, Haile Selassie, glory be to the first power of the Trinity, the Shem Yeshua HaMoshiach, in the name of Yeshua HaMoshiach, the Messiah. Yes, I, Rastafari. Amen.
Yes, yes, yes. We're here, here, here at so-called daylight savings time, daylight savings time. So hopefully we'll be able to start the first day service, a.k.a. the Sunday service, Malkam Hood. Bless his first day, Yom HaRishon. Yes, I, Shabuot Tov. So here, here, here. Stay tuned for the Sunday service, first day service coming up. Yes, I, daylight savings time, they say. So it might be a little delay, brothers and sisters, but tune in and give us maybe like between 5, maybe the most 15 minutes, everything booted up. But I think it'll work right now. And let's join together to gather here on the Ed and the Iris. Shabuot Tov, Shabuot Tov. Good strong 7. Yes, I, to come. Yes, I. Melkam Ahud, blessed first day.